let's pretend. The gang's all here and standing near is Uncle Bill, your friend. Our story is exciting, it's fun right through the end. So young and old, do as you're told, get set for Let's Pretend.
The CBS Radio Network presents Let's Pretend. Today's story, Nyla Mack's original radio adaptation of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's so nice to have you here, and we think you'll enjoy today's story. Gwen, Sybil?
Here we are, Uncle Bill.
And raring to go.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
For everybody to pile them toboggans.
Come on, Uncle Bill, you steer.
All right.
Magical carpenters, our toboggans.
All right, pile in, everybody.
All set, Uncle Bill.
All right, let's go. Once upon a time, in fact, when every Christmas Eve rolls around, this story comes to life in houses all over the world. Our story begins in the nursery, where Mother, Teddy, and Sally Ann are talking.
There now, Sally Ann, you're all tucked in.
Yes, Mother.
You all right, Teddy?
Yes, Mother. I'm too excited to sleep, aren't you, Teddy?
Yeah. Where's Daddy, Mother?
Daddy is very busy tonight, Teddy. In fact, I don't ever remember seeing him so busy.
Can't we stay up till he's not so busy?
Oh, but think, tomorrow is Christmas Day, and you'll want to be wide awake. So cuddle down in your little beds and dream of candy canes and sugar plum fairies.
How will we know if Santa Claus has been here, Mommy?
How? Oh, in 20 different ways you'll know, Teddy.
I hope he doesn't forget my camera
or my airplane. That DC-3 like Arthur Godfrey flies.
I'm sure he won't, Teddy. Good night, Sally Ann.
Night, Mommy.
Sweet dreams.
Children, are you dreaming? Dreaming? I guess you both must be. Then dream on and hear me. I'm the sugar plum fairy from the Christmas tree. Hello, Sally Ann. Hello, Teddy dear. Now listen while I tell the reason I am here. I've brought you dreams of Christmas joys dear to the hearts of girls and boys, of sleds and dolls and candy sticks and elephants with magic tricks, of china sets, electric trains, a baby's carriage, tanks and planes, a set of tools within a chest, that party dress that you like best, a pair of skis, a music box, a muffler matching brand new socks, a Boy Scout knife, a jumping rope, and a Mickey Mouse all made of soap. A baseball bat, a football too, pajamas both in pink and blue.
Oh, sugar plum, do dreams come true
on Christmas Eve? Indeed they do. So dream on, children, while you may. Tomorrow is your Christmas day. Sleep tight. Thank God that you are free to laugh and play neath your Christmas tree.
Mildred Mouse!
Yes, Mommy?
Don't you know better than to scramble across the floor and have it squeak like that? Come back here this minute.
But Mother Mouse, I want to see the children's stockings.
Why do they hang them up like that? It isn't wash day.
I'll scramble up and see, Billy.
Mildred, if you don't mind me, I'll spank you.
Oh.
Just as sure as my name is Mrs. Cordelia Mouse. Now, you two children stay right here in the corner under the chair and be good little mice and obey your mother.
Say, Mother, Everything's awfully quiet.
Of course it's quiet. It has to be.
Ooh, look, Billy. There's some cookies and cakes on the table. Let's run up the table leg and nibble a bite or two.
Mildred Mouse, come back. Those cakes are still in the box and aren't to be opened until tomorrow. Besides, it's a tin box and you'd both ruin your teeth.
Well, what can we do?
Just now, you're only to look around and be very quiet. In fact, neither of you must stir from this corner.
Why mustn't we stir, Mother Mouse?
Don't you know what night this is?
No.
What night is it?
Billy, suppose you ask Hickory Dickory Dock.
Whoever heard of a mouse asking the clock anything?
Silly girl, I guess you don't read your books very well. The first thing you learn in mouse school is Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock.
Oh,
golly.
That's right.
Of course it is. And why would he do that if not to ask Mr. Clock something? Go on, Billy. Ask him what night this is and why we must all keep quiet.
Here I go. Mr. Hickory Dickory, will you please tell us two mouse children what tonight is and why we mustn't even move?
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Not even a mouse?
Oh, that's why.
Why are the stockings hanging up?
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Now, Billy, I guess you know all right. Come down, quickly.
Who is St. Nicholas, Mother Mouse, and where does he live?
Oh, well, now that's a long story. In fact, it's longer than your great-grandfather Rat's tail.
Oh, I love long stories.
Tell us, Mother.
Will you be very quiet and promise to stay right here in the corner and listen?
Oh, yes, Mother Mouse, yes.
May I never see another piece of cheese if I move once.
All right. Sit up nice and straight. Shoulders back, Billy.
Yeah.
That's it. Mildred.
Yes, ma'am.
Curl your tail around your feet neatly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's better. Now.
Go on, Mother.
St. Nicholas lives at the top of the world in the land of ice and snow.
What does he do?
Shh. Not so loud, Mildred Mouse. You'll wake those two children.
What does he do?
All the year long, he's busy making toys and presents for all the children all over the world.
All by himself?
Billy. What English! Hmm? And all your life, you've lived under the stairs of one of the most cultured families in this town.
All by himself?
That's better. No, he has a whole staff of helpers. And then there's Mrs. St. Nicholas, of course, who helps him.
When does he come to this house?
Just as soon as they get the sleigh packed, I suppose. My goodness, but I'll wager they're busy at the top of the world right now. Oh, I can just hear the hammers and the saws going and the people scurrying back and forth getting ready.
Oh, I would just love to go to the top of the world.
That is exactly the story I'm going to tell you. Now, both, pretend you're Snowflake.
All right.
And I'll be the North Wind. And I'll whisk you right into Santa Claus' workshop at the very top of the world.
Mrs. Santa?
Oh, close the door to the workshop, please. I can't hear myself speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's better. Oh, my land spangles, what time is it?
Just 9 o'clock, Mrs. Santa.
And Santa and the sleigh have to leave here in 3 hours. Oh, I just don't know how we can make it.
I don't either, ma'am, but you know we will. We just gotta.
You're absolutely right. I declare I'm just as bad as everybody else. I never start in time. Every year I vow I'll start packing Santa's bag the day after New Year's. Never do. I put it off and put it off like this till the very last minute. Oh, Santa?
Yes, Mother?
What are you doing?
Checking these last minute letters so we'll be sure not to miss any.
Oh, that's a good idea, but do it in here, will you? Spangles and I are just swamped.
Why, of course. What do you want me to do?
Well, if you'd sit by the phone and take the calls, they're pouring in. There's your first one.
Hello. Yes, Santa Claus headquarters. Salvation Army calling? Well, how do you do? A problem, huh?
Problem, Santa? Oh, you know you're not good at arithmetic.
What is it? You need toys, clothing, anything. Well, yes, I suppose you do. Yes, 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 I know.
But what is it, Santa?
Just a moment, please. They say there are so many and children and grown-ups, too, right there in their hometown, they need a little cheer.
Well, of course they do. And they just must be included in the Christmas spirit. Now, how come we...
What's that? Well, you have a few things, but you need more, huh? Yes, we have some, too, but not...
Lots of other people could give just a little if they're reminded, like one bag of candy to be shared by four would
well,
be a
look,
very good...
Well, look, we'll think of something and call you back. What's your number? Exchange? Oh, no, let's not exchange. Let's give. I see. Exchange 124.
That's what I said. One bag, 24.
Exchange 124. All right, I got it. We'll call you back, and thanks for reminding us. Goodbye.
Oh, Mr. Santa.
Oh, yes, Spangles.
I've just been out to the blacksmith shop to see if the reindeer had their new shoes.
Oh. That's mighty important, Spangles. Are they ready?
Not all of them. Dasher, Dancer, and Comet are, but the blacksmith's having a little trouble.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, there's a new fella out there who just checked in.
We weren't expecting any more. Who was he, Spangles?
Oh, I don't know, sir. Says he was told to report at Santa Claus headquarters. That's all.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, what does he look like?
Oh, he's a little fella. Looks kind of shivery-like and cold to me. I think he's been crying. His nose is kind of red.
Oh, well, the poor little tyke. Let's go out and find out what's wrong. Santa, you stay there by the phone. It'll be ringing again. What did I tell you?
Hello. Santa Claus headquarters.
Come on, Spangles. We'll get out to the blacksmith shop and find that little fella.
You beast, you want, stood still a minute. Hey, now, lift your foot, a nail, your steel shoe in it. There, now, please, give me that next foot. Move over, Dancer, on you to Prancer. No, oh, you stupid Cupid, get off my foot.
Well, Herr Schmidt, that's quite a song.
Yeah, Mrs. Santa Claus. It makes quicker Midderberg when I sing.
Well, maybe we better have a song too, Mrs. Santa.
That's a good idea, Spangles. Oh, are the reindeer about ready, Herr Schmidt?
I'll be. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, und Vixen. Yeah, these four are ready.
Oh, that's good.
Donner und Blitzen.
My goodness, what's the matter?
Nothing the matter is the last two reindeer, Donner und Blitzen.
Oh.
These two, and I'll be ready.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, I nearly forgot why I came out. Where is that little fellow you were telling us about, Spangles?
I don't see him, Mrs. Santa. Herr Schmidt, where did he go?
Huh? Where did who go when?
Oh, you know, that poor little fellow who was standing outside a little while ago. A Dancer and Prancer were chasing him.
Oh.
You remember?
Oh, yeah. That one. He's standing over there by the back porch.
Oh, the poor little fellow. Well, come on, Spangles. Let's find out who he is and what he wants.
I'll be back in a little while, Blacksmith.
We'll be ready. Stand still, Donner. Move over, Blitzen.
Hello, little fellow.
Look, Mrs. Santa. He's crying again.
Oh, well, come now, son. Don't you cry.
What's the matter, little fella?
What's your name? Come on, tell us, what's your name?
I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I have a very shiny nose. And if you've ever seen it, you would even say it glows.
So it does.
It really does.
All of the other reindeer always laugh and call me names. They never let me, Rudolph, join in any reindeer games.
They don't mean to be rude.
They're shy too, I guess.
If I ever could find work, it would be a joy. I could haul a sleigh tonight and guide it with my nose so bright. Then all the kids would love me. They would shout out loud with glee. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer would go down in history.
Well, bless your heart, Rudolph, and that's just what you'll do, too. Spangles, you bring him right into the workshop.
All right. Ah, come on in, Rudolph.
Well, bless my soul. Hello there, fella.
Santa, we found this little fella crying out in the yard. His name is Rudolph.
Well, what are you crying about, Rudolph?
Oh, he wants to help to make the children happy.
He wants to haul a sleigh.
Rudolph, you're just the fella I've been looking for.
Really, Santa?
Remember that telephone call about gifts for youngsters and lonely people?
Oh, yes, the call from the...
Yes, sir. The phone's been ringing every minute. People want to give presents and call me to say so. I have the names and addresses. And so, Rudolph, here's your job. As soon as I get packed and started, Spangles, you and Mama will hitch Rudolph to the special delivery sleigh.
Oh, nice.
Pick up these little bits of Christmas cheer and be on your way.
Oh, Rudolph, will you like that?
Then all the kids will love me. They will shout out loud with glee. And Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer will go down in history.
You come with me, Rudolph. By the time you eat a bag full of bayberries and rest a while, we'll be on our way.
Doesn't he sound like he needed a rest? Oh, dear. Oh, Santa, shut the door, please. I can't hear myself think. I'll have to go like mad to get those electric trains finished. Miss Santa.
Yes, Mama.
You'll have to answer the phone.
All right. Hello, Santa Claus headquarters. That's right. No, it isn't too late to take a few more orders. What is it, please? Yes, a little girl in Minneapolis wants a doll. Yes, what kind of a doll? Oh, one right from Paris, France. They can say Mama and Papa and cry. Well, my goodness. Wait a minute, please. Mama, do we still have that French doll?
Oh, I think so. Yvette?
Oui, madame. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
You know, young lady, you'll have to speak English in Minneapolis.
Oh, oui, madame. I will adore Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, all right. Yes, Santa, we have one.
Yes, we have one. Anything else there? Boy, 8 years old, yes. He wants a fire engine. Well, now, just a minute. Spangles.
Yes, sir?
Have we an extra fire engine?
Oh, have we?
Oh, my goodness, Spangles, shut it off. Santa can't hear that order.
All right, we have one, and it's a dandy. Yes, Santa will put it in his bag right away. Goodbye.
Spangles, are the electric trains ready?
Oh, I think they're all lined up.
Well, start one up and let's see.
Yes. Yes, ma'am, all set. That'll do about 100 miles an hour, I should think.
Oh, fine. Oh, Spangles, how about that dollhouse that goes to... Oh, where is my list? Oh, here, it goes to Kentucky. And that cowboy suit for that boy in Rhode Island.
They're all packed, Mrs. Santa.
Good. Oh, my goodness, Santa, please answer that. I've got to finish painting these sleds.
All right.
Santa... Oh, never mind. Spangles, hand me that red paint, please.
Santa Claus headquarters, hello. Yes, Santa Claus speaking. Well, what would you like to have? Truck and a trailer, eh? All right, they're yours. I'll be down with it pretty soon. All right. Goodbye.
Who was that, Santa?
Little boy in Winnipeg, Canada, wants a truck and a trailer.
Oh, well, then you'd better put them near the top of the pack. You'll get to Canada first.
Oh. How about that Roy Rogers horse for that little girl in Nebraska? Is he ready, Spangles?
Hey, Trigger, you ready?
Is he ready? He's been pestering me for an hour. Now, stop it. Get away from my pocket. You keep eating sugar like that, and you'll look more like a pig than a cowboy's horse. Now, you go on in there and get packed up. Hurry up now. Now, then, we're ready. Oh, Spangles.
Yes, ma'am?
Are the reindeer hitched and ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. You take the pack to the sleigh, Spangles.
All right, ma'am.
Come on, Santa. Let me help you into your fur coat.
All right, Mother. And don't you forget to hitch up Rudolph to the special delivery sleigh and pick up those presents for the home folk.
No, I won't. Santa, stop laughing. I can't button your coat over your little round belly. You shake when you laugh like a bowl full of jelly.
All right, Mother. Spangles.
Yes, sir?
Sprinkle those reindeer with stardust so I can slip through the sky without being noticed.
Yes, sir. And I'll get Rudolph hitched up right now.
All right. Goodbye, Mother. I'll see you tomorrow sometime.
Santa Claus, Kris Kringle, St. Nicholas.
What? Yes, Mother.
Come back here. Put on your galoshes.
Oh, no, not galoshes.
I declare, you're so anxious to get to those children, you don't take a lick of care of yourself. Now, be careful when you slide down those chimneys, especially around New York City. Bye!
Bye, Mother.
And that, my dear little mouse children, is what happens on this night in Santa's house. Oh, my goodness, here we sat and talked until it's knocked at 12 o'clock.
Gee whiz, Mother Mousie ought to be here any minute.
Mother, what happens now?
Not so loud. You'll wake Teddy and Sally Ann.
What happens now?
Oh, listen. There he comes. Now hide way back in the corner and don't make a sound.
Yes, Mother?
Teddy, Teddy.
What do you want?
Out on the lawn, there's a terrible clatter. Spring out of your bed and see what is the matter. Run through the window, quick as a flash. Tear open the shutters and throw up the sash.
Sally Ann, look! Oh, look, Sally dear!
It's a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. And a little old driver, so lively and quick.
I know, Sally Ann, that's our blessed Saint Nick.
Now, Dasher! Now, Dancer! Now, Prancer and Vixen! On, Comet! On, Cupid! On, Dunder and Blitzen! To the top of the fort! To the top of the wall! Now dash away! Dash away! Dash away all!
They've galloped right over the roof! Sally Ann! He's coming down the chimney! Listen! Here he is! Hello, St. Nicholas! He's all dressed in fur from his head to his foot! And his clothes are all tarnished from ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he's got in his back. Looks like a peddler opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkle. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks are like roses. His nose like a cherry. What a droll little mouth drawn up like a bow. And a beard on his chin is as white as the snow. He's so chubby and plump. A jolly old elf. I laugh just to watch him in spite of myself. He speaks not a word. No, he goes right to his work. He's filled all the stockings. Now he turns with a jerk. He's laying his finger aside of his nose. Goodbye, Santa Claus. Up the chimney he goes. He springs to his sleigh. To his team gives a whistle. And away they all go like the down of a thistle. Santa! Santa, say something before you go out of sight!
Merry Christmas to all! And to all, a good...